many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Good morning, R.J. RJ, are you there?
Hey guys, how are you?
Wow, you sound a little rough, buddy. You okay?
Oh, you know, I just we wrapped up our last softball season and just got a little hoarse from the weekend, so I'm good. Oh, how are you guys?
Speaking of, we're here in Dardanelle, and I know I guess it was probably a month ago when I talked with Stacy and maybe working on some exciting things here for Dardanelle, that I was talking to you, the state senator from this area that's now going to be in charge of the state senate. I just went blank on her name. What's her name, RJ?
Breanna Davis.
I know that she represents this area, and I know she's very proud of that. And, you know, RJ, I guess, I mean, is there anybody you don't know? I mean, I guess there's a circle of friends in the legislature that you're really tight with. Sounds like she's one of them, and you've got a group of them. But I love the way all you guys represent your area and really proud of it. I know she's very proud of this area because you told me she was.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Bash. She's one of the best, man. I we had the girls' state issue this last month that a lot of people saw, and she and I worked well on that, along with Keith Brooks and Dee Vaught and a few others to fight for some of these girls in the state. But I'll tell you what, Brianna, she is a go-getter, man. She was also part of the legislation for the LEARNS Act, and she's not afraid to stand up for her people and do the right thing.
I did want to mention that last night, Roger, you were over at Mainline, and so was Don Gresham.
Yeah.
It was the anniversary of he and his girlfriend, Ashley Booth, and I meant to say happy birthday to Ashley yesterday. I fumbled that. Uh-huh. So happy birthday one day late, Ashley.
Happy birthday.
And they are enjoying the Oakland Hotel, which is second to none. I think Don is rolling out the red carpet for all things, taking care of his gal. And a great place to do it at Oakland, Roger.
Absolutely.
RJ, I mean, you're a big fan of Oakland and the spa there as well, aren't you? You spent some money there.
Oh, yeah. No, it's awesome. I take for Mother's Day, I took the wife down to the spa, and we'll go down there and do a date night occasionally. And we spent a lot of time at Oakland this season, whether it be the horses or whether it be at the casino. It's a great spot just to get away. And, you know, it's just minutes from Little Rock, and from Bryant, it's like 40 minutes. So a lot of fun. I know you were talking about birthdays just a minute ago. A guy that we all know, today's his birthday, Jason Brown. Roger, he got your concealed carry for you. And so Jason Brown's birthday is today.
Yeah. I'd wish him a happy birthday, even if he didn't help me get my concealed carry. Happy birthday, Jason.
Did also, too, we mentioned today you've got the United States versus Australia in Seattle. That's where they're playing in the World Cup. Apparently there's some bad blood between the Aussies and Americans. Anybody know that? Does anybody know the backstory on that? Why do we not like each other? We normally get along with the Australians.
Well, because all we know about them is Crocodile Dundee.
Can you do an Australian accent, Roger?
No, not really. I guess you just throw another ship on the Bobby.
That's not bad.
I guess so.
That's not
now,
bad.
Now, this is a knife. You know, one of those types. Crocodile Dundee, Keith Urban, and his future ex-wife. Her name?
Oh, what's her name?
She
married to Tom Cruise? I mean,
she was. Yeah, those are the only three Australians that I know.
Christian, can you do an Australian accent?
Is he Australian?
He's Australian, yeah.
I don't know. I thought he was an American.
Baz Luhrmann, who we've had on the show before.
Baz Luhrmann.
How did we forget?
Anyway, so that's at 2 o'clock today. Are your kids at all interested? Obviously, Addie is what I'm talking about. And is she what? She 10 or 11? How old is Addie?
Am I making her too old there? September. Yeah, 9 in September.
Wow. Okay, so she's 9. Does she care about soccer? Do kids when they're this age, like 9 or 10, do they care about what's going on with the World Cup or no?
You know what's crazy is Addison doesn't care about soccer, but Austin, who's four, he gets on YouTube, and, you know, Messi and Ronaldo are big on YouTube, and so he'll sit there and watch those highlights and stuff on YouTube. And so he doesn't care about the World Cup, but he likes watching Messi and Ronaldo on the YouTube.
Right. Yeah, isn't that funny? I'm telling you, YouTube, Roger, it's again, you know, there's so many different places where people are.
Well, there's your kids' YouTube as well. So, yeah. I mean, I know that my grands watch that stuff because they have all kinds of stuff on that.
And they can navigate around there.
They can, Roger.
One of our goals in 2026
is to learn to use.
Well, get on TikTok. We want to get to Roger.
You made me sign up to him months ago.
I know.
You didn't do it?
We should be – no, I'm on there.
But let me say,
being functional.
Since you mentioned that, let me look at my phone and say, good morning, President Xi. I know you're listening. So we'll do that. Of course, I think the fella from here, Tom Cotton's trying to block all that.
Is that right?
Is that something, RJ? Is there something in our legislature – where they're trying to, because I think it just happened in France and maybe some other countries that are thinking about banning social media. Can you imagine that happening in this country until you're 16 years old?
Wow.
I think there's a few places that have done that. Is that something that even comes up with you, RJ?
No, the only thing we did was we banned cell phones in school. We did that the last legislative session.
Gotcha.
So,
good.
That's a smart
good.
Yeah. No cell phones in school. That was one of the governor's big priorities this last session, was to get that done. But as far as banning social media, no.
Right.
I think there's,
I didn't know if it even cropped up. I didn't see it.
No, I think there's been talks of, like, putting restrictions on, like, under 14, but not banning it altogether. And really just where the ban is for the cell phones in school.
I think there's a lot of that, though, if I hear what you're saying as well, just the way you think about it. Those are things that parents ought to take care of themselves. Now that we have, I mean, when we were in school, that new little handheld football game came out. Yeah. Well, you couldn't have that. So how can you have this phone? You don't need anything unless there's an emergency. Now, with all the trouble that goes on and some of the horrific things that have happened with school shootings and things like that, parents want to be able to get a hold of their kids immediately and that sort of thing. So I think the genie's out of the bottle when it comes to that, being able to connect with your kids and all that sort of thing. But a kid should not have it. We had a calculator was all we were allowed
That's
to have.
Yeah, pocket calculator.
That's right. I thought you were glad to see me. So it was a calculator in your pocket?
RJ, it is Father's Day this weekend. You are a father of two. What does RJ Hawk want for his Father's Day on Sunday? What do you guys plan?
I haven't planned anything, guys kind of get the shaft on Father's Day, don't they? I mean, like, we don't really ask for anything. It's just more of a, you know, we sit around with the kiddos and we'll play at the pool or just kind of same old, same old. So, I mean, I don't think Father's Day is as big of a day as what, you know, Mother's Day is and things like that. And so,
it's not.
I could be wrong, but that's just kind of the way it's around our house.
Yeah, or do you demand it? Like, Roger, I think you demand them bring you gifts. I think.
Well, actually, with today's time, they can just Venmo me. because they're all over there. You don't have to come down. You can just Venmo, or you can sail.
Exactly. And your kids are older than what Roger's are. So,
absolutely. But Addie, listen, Addie's got a piggy bank. She's old enough now. She's got a piggy bank. Yeah, I'll just let the kids know. Look, put that money in there. I won't bother it for 3 days.
Is Didi doing specials for Father's Day so that I can go get a massage?
No. I don't think it's always the women.
You know what? You know what? That's a great point, RJ. Didi is not even in town. She went on a girls' trip to New York City, hanging out with her friends, watching the Nick parade and all kinds of stuff.
Well,
while, you know, she didn't even think about daddy's. RJ, next year, we're gonna make that happen.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, really, the guys, really, men just want to leave me alone. Leave me alone. Let me sleep. Let me scratch.
Let me watch U.S. Open.
Yeah, let me watch U.S. Open.
Well, now, there's some truth to that.
Did Tipper ever bring any flowers up to the studio with chocolates for Father's Day weekend?
I think I may have gotten some flowers.
Oh, really?
No. Long time ago.
It's okay. Ladies, we don't want that.
Yeah.
We don't want
that. I really don't, because I don't want you to spend that money on flowers for me. You could Venmo me the money.
Here's
at Hooters. That's right. That's right.
Do want to thank our good friends at Natural State Wholesale, Don Grisham and the boys. They'll take real good care of you. As RJ always says every week, if you're working on a project, a home project, start with them, especially when it comes to flooring. Start with them. They are the absolute best.
That's right.
Well, RJ, I know you're getting ready to also, too. You're going to be out of pocket for a while. Did you see where and I think you're going to a beach somewhere. Did you see where the Razorbacks are going to be going to the Bahamas? I didn't know if you're going to be in the Bahamas.
Yeah, it won't be until we're going to the Bahamas in July. Going to go down there for a few days.
Before that,
headed to D.C. to go for some meetings at the White House. So that'll be a lot of fun.
The White House, huh?
Yeah.
Going to walk in the Oval Office. Yeah.
Say hello to David Muirhead for us.
The Oval Office, but I don't know about the Oval Office, but we're, it's not just me. There's a host of legislators from Arkansas getting to go, and so we got the invite, and so we're going to do that.
Give our best to Marco.
We're in Dardanelle, so we'll call Tom Cotton.
We'll call Tom Cotton.
Would you take RJ?
I know where Bozeman's office is.
When's the last time you've been to D.C., RJ? Yeah.
When was it?
It's probably been 4 or 5 years, I guess it is. It was before I got in the legislature when I went, because we took the family up and just did the whole touring of different monuments and museums and things of that nature.
Well, right now, this year, with everything that they're gearing up to do for the 250th, I bet there's a lot of stuff around there.
It'll be really off the chart there. RJ, we'll have a great Father's Day weekend doing nothing, and we'll holler at you next week. I guess that, Roger?
Somebody said, RJ, hey, will you do a favor and keep up with Morning Buzz tradition? Steal some silverware or some dishes if you go to the White House. I was set up by Mike Huckabee, obviously.
No, that was Mike. It was Mike Beebe.
Mike Beebe. That's right. Mike Beebe set me up.
I'll see if I can bring you back. I'll see if I can bring you back a plate or something, Raj, from the White House. And
thanks, dude.
Do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Before I left, guys, we talked about Natural State. If you go onto my Facebook page, we just finished up a remodel on a house in Bryant that's now for sale, but. All the flooring, all the fixtures, all the appliances, it is a complete Natural State Wholesale house. And so if you want to see kind of something that they offer, you can go to my Facebook page. There's pictures up there. It turned out outstanding. And so if you really want to, they've got quality products. If you want to have some good quality products at a fraction of the cost, go to Natural State Wholesale and Cabot.
All right, RJ, happy Father's Day, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. See you.